I think it is safe to say that we all know that one guy. Someone whose presence just seems a bit off. By their attitude, their tendencies, or their mannerisms, said person just rubs us the wrong way. The idea of that guy isn't a new construct. It has been around for ages, and while the reason why they annoy people might have changed, the fact that that guy still annoys people has not. Catullus is known for his many topics of writing, but a personal favorite of mine is his lampooning of other people for various reasons, mostly social. Victims of his attacks include Arius in Poem 84, with his tendency to add an H sound to the beginning of certain words, and Sufenus in Poem 22, with his vast amounts of poorly written poetry. In Poem 39, however, the victim of his satirical wrath is a Spaniard by the name of Ignatius, and in this poem he is portrayed as that guy. This isn't Ignatius's first time in the hot seat. Previously, in a poem 37 that details the unsavory types which populated the frequented tavern of Lesbia, Ignatius is called out for being one who rubs his teeth with Iberian piss. Dens Iberia defricatus urina. Now, to clarify, this practice of washing one's teeth with urine was commonplace in Ignatius's home region of Spain at the time, which is stated in the poem itself. However, Catullus, who considers himself a urbane city man, found this practice disgusting, and obviously easy to mock. His reasons for the attack of Ignatius, however, is two possible things. The first being, he is a possible love interest of Lesbia, which can be noted in Poem 37. And Catullus doesn't take all too kindly to those who are also interested in Lesbia. And the second one, from Poem 39, which is his lack of tactfulness. Catullus opens Poem 39 by explaining that Ignatius has bright white teeth, and as a result, always smiles. However, Catullus goes on to explain how he smiles at the most inappropriate times, to the point where he calls it a disease. The inappropriate situations given are still applicable today, as a defendant pleading for their innocence or a mother weeping for her dead child are still very serious situations. One in which smiling would seem a bit out of place. However, Catullus paints Ignatius as someone so socially inept and proud of his questionably gained white teeth that the reader can truly feel how much contempt Catullus held for him. In the poem, Catullus uses such words as nolem to add a layer of pseudo-politeness to the biting remarks, and he continues to show his wit as he begins to set up the poem's punchline. During the second half of the poem, Ignatius's smiling takes a backseat to the original insult from Poem 37 of how he brushes his teeth with urine. Comparing Catullus's and Ignatius's cultures, Italian to Spanish respectively, and how both of them handle dental care, Catullus believes his culture to be more refined due to the use of clean water over one's urine. He ends the poem with an insult wrapped in an ablative of degree of difference with comparatives, the mocking tone striking throughout, the final line making sure for it to sting. First, I'm going to read my English translation, and then the original Latin text, but note the repetition in the Latin reading. In the first six lines, Catullus opens every other line with the words for he smiles, renidet. I lay emphasis on this word because not only is it repeated, but it sets up a picture of Ignatius and his lack of social tactfulness. This repetition comes again starting at line 11 through 14, where each line begins with the word, or rather, out. In this section of the poem, which is, as mentioned before, examines other Italian cultures compared to Ignatius's Spanish one, the use and emphasis on out is used to show that if he was like any of the other people listed who washed their teeth with clean water, his smiling would still be silly. The English translation is as follows. Ignatius, because he has bright white teeth, always smiles. If someone comes to the defendant's bench when the speaker pours his heart out, he smiles. If there is weeping at the funeral pyre of a dutiful son, where a single mother mourns for the loss of her only child, he smiles. Whatever it is, wherever he is, whatever he is doing, he smiles. He has this disease, which I think is neither elegant nor classy. Therefore, I must warn you, my good Ignatius, If you were a refined city man, or a Sabine, or a Tabernon, or a thrifty Umbrian, or a fat Etruscan, or a dark-skinned and toothy Lanubian, or a Transpadane, to speak of my own people as well, or anyone else who cleans his teeth with clean water, you still shouldn't smile all the time, for nothing is more silly than a silly smile. Now you are a Spaniard, and in the land of Spain, whenever a man has urinated, he is accustomed in the morning to brush his teeth and gums with it until they are red. So that the more shiny those teeth of yours are, the more piss they show you have drunk. And now, Catullus's original writing. Ignatius, quod candidus habet dentes, renidet usque quaque sad rei ventes, subsilium corato excitat fletum, renidet ille. Sad pii rogem fili, nugetor, orba cum flet unicam mater, renidet ille. Quidquid est ubi cum ques quod cum quaget renidet hunc habet morbum, neque ligant ut arbitror, neque iobanum, quare monendums te mihi bon Ignati, Sorbanus esses aut Sabinus aut Tibors, aut Parcus umber aut Obesus Etruscus, aut Laniwinus ater atque dentatus, aut Transpandanus ut meus quoque etigam, aut qui lubet qui puriter lavit dentes, tamen renideruusque quaque te nolem, nam ris inepto res ineptior nul est, non cultiber est cultiber in terra, quod quisque minxit hoc sibi solet mane, dentatque russam defricare gingivam, ut quiste vester expolitior dens est, hoc tamplius bibisse praedicit loti.